And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. With several green energy companies eyeing the Thumb for more development, townships like Mead are making some ordinance adjustments. The Mead Township's Board of Trustees is considering revisions to its Wind Energy Conservation Facility Zoning Ordinance and Land Usage Ordinances. The Township's Planning Commission will conduct a meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 25th at the Township Hall to review some proposed changes regarding wind energy and special land use. A draft copy of the proposed changes is available for inspection at the Township Hall, or by emailing the Planning Commission Secretary Sharon Himmel at svanhimmel@gmail.com for a PDF copy. And a local Vietnam veteran is sharing memories from a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C., describing the experience as one of the most meaningful events of his life. Army veteran Bob Haldane, a resident of Caseville, joined fellow veterans on the Michigan honor flight, where volunteers coordinate every step of the trip from airport departures to visits at some of the nation's most significant military memorials. Haldane said one of the most emotional moments came at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where he located the name of a former classmate who was killed in action. He also visited Arlington National Cemetery, witnessing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, an experience he called unforgettable. The group also toured the National Museum of the United States Army, the Pentagon Memorial, and the Army Aviation Memorial, a stop that carried special significance because Haldane served as a helicopter door gunner during the Vietnam War. He said the trip was marked by enthusiastic crowds welcoming veterans at every airport and memorials throughout the journey, culminating in a standing ovation from hundreds of supporters upon returning home, a reception many Vietnam veterans never received after their military service. Haldane praised the dedication of Michigan Honor Flight volunteers, saying their planning, professionalism, and commitment made the two-day trip a lasting tribute to those who have served. The Michigan Honor Flight organization continues its mission of providing veterans with an opportunity to visit the memorials built in their honor while recognizing their service and sacrifice. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message with one more news story for you.
ThumbNet.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the Thumb.
And we're back. An arraignment hearing's been held for Jerome Brown, a misdemeanor breaking and entering case stemming from an alleged incident on May 19th. Brown entered a not guilty plea through his attorney during the hearing. The charge alleges illegal entry onto private property without the owner's permission, an offense that carries a maximum penalty of up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine if convicted. The court ordered prosecutors to provide a plea offer and discovery materials by late July. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 20th, and Brown is required to appear in person. Judge Ferris allowed Brown to remain free after confirming a previously posted $3,500 10% bond. As part of his release conditions, he's prohibited from contacting two named individuals in the case and is barred from returning to the property identified in the complaint. The court also appointed attorney Michelle Siv to represent Brown for the remainder of the proceedings after determining he qualified for court-appointed counsel. In a separate matter, the court addressed an outstanding financial obligation from an unrelated case, ordering Brown to begin making monthly payments starting this month. The case remains pending and no findings of guilt have been made. And that's been your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.